AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Good to be with you, Matt and Brett, today. Brett, you wonder where that exasperated scream I had beforehand as I came running in here late. You wonder why that's coming in, right?
Kind of sounded like Kurt Doubt.
Oh, actually, we got a new one, but that's later in the show. A tease, as I may. No, it's not a Republican who's realizing, I'm not in control anymore. This time of year, if you have kids, if you have little kids, you know where I'm going with this. If you've got young kids, say 7 or younger, April and May are not bad, especially May is not really, really bad. The minute your kid kind of gets into late elementary school, things start to change. By the time you get kids, and I've got 3 of them, the time you get to the point where they're in late elementary school up into high school, oh, now it does get a little easier when the kids start driving on their own. But today is one of those cases. You know, Brett, I get to go, as soon as I'm done here, I get to go down and try to get a kid to a soccer game in Southern Apple Valley. Mm. And, of course, I've got the mom who apparently is the team mom who must not work because make sure everyone's there by 3:45. You know, that, or it's 4:45. They want they're expecting me to leave Hopkins, Minnesota, and make it to Southern Apple Valley during rush hour in 25 minutes. I don't think that's going to happen. What's the over under on that one?
40.
I think even if I had 65 miles an hour, I think it'd be kind of cutting it close with the 25 minutes. I'm not going to be there. This is one of those nights. I got a band concert. We got to practice. We got to pick up plants for a plant sale. You know, which is just. And I know you guys, you people that don't have kids, they look at us and you're like, what are you talking
you
about?
You people.
You people with your children acting like you're busy. No, well, this is the modern life of a parent. And, you know, and I'm not going to ask you to feel pity for me, although I would love to, if you have any shortcuts down to Apple Valley, I'd love to hear them when we get into the commercial break. But, yeah, is there a bike trail I could get on with the car?
Well, there's that. There is that bike trail, the old Cedar Avenue Bridge. I don't know how heavy your car is. Maybe that bridge could support your car.
It'd be slightly
illegal, but
considering the where the river was last time I went by there, I think I need a submarine to get over that bridge. I don't have a lot of hope on that. I found a great shortcut. Because you do this, if you have the kids in the sports, you know what I'm talking about. You have to go around and you got to do like Burnsville and you got to go Apple Valley, stuff like that. I used to cut down 106, get on the 35W there, shoot down past Buck Hill and then cut across. Great. That's a beaut, man. But they're all construction. They're all tearing that all up now. I can't do that unless I want to go four-wheeling.
You can't get on from 106th anymore?
I don't think so. Not that I think they're working on the ramp. Last I checked. Anyway, I don't even want to. I mean, I had to take so many back shortcuts to get back there. It's just, this is what it is. And this is it every year. It is every year. Now, I'm not wanting to discourage you from getting your kids, I don't know, decent grades, band, choir, sports, whatever, chess club. I think kids, you know, the well-rounded kid today kind of does something like that. So, you know, if you get the chance to do it, by all means, do it. It just is, it's insanity. And I remember when I was at Edina High School and we did the Varsity Pops concert. And the Varsity Pops band concert required, I think we had to be at the school like 4 nights the week beforehand and to run through it. And then, of course, if you had to paint sets or anything like that, you had to be there a little bit of extra time. And then, of course, you had like 3 shows on one weekend, 2 shows on one weekend, 2 shows on the next weekend. So it was a minimal time commitment. And my parents were like, oh, my God, can't believe the demands of the school. Oh, my parents. Oh, yes. Anyway, if you're wondering who that guy is that's jumping 35W like the Dukes of Hazzard in a Sienna minivan a little bit later on this afternoon, that would be me. 952-946-6205. Oh, did you see the, the news from, Star Tribune had an interview with Brett Baer from Fox News.
He's really a fair guy.
He is fair, and he keeps his... you know what? He's the best... He's outside of... who's the guy in the afternoon? Not Johnny...
Chris Wallace? No, Shepard Smith?
Shepard Smith. Not Johnny Sexless. I mean, excuse me, Tucker Carlson. I always get those names confused. It's Shepard Smith. Shepard Smith is good. Who the other guy you said? Chris Wallace.
Chris Wallace,
He occasionally, have you noticed that all of a sudden he's starting to come out of his far right wing funk nowadays?
Occasionally he pops out and says the most obvious things are lies, but he's still not very good.
He's not great, but Napolitano, is that Judge Napolitano? He comes on. He's also now, he's on Trump's bad side because he said, oh no, this is something when you're talking about the Mueller report. They've got a few guys on that network. Baer keeps his stuff somewhat hidden. Somewhat. But he still lets it out sometimes. But he's letting everyone know that Amy Klobuchar, who's going to be do a Wednesday town hall on Fox News, they wants to give Amy Klobuchar a fair shake at the town hall. Brett Baer defends his network news' department while he preps for Klobuchar's town hall. You know, no, I'm not going to let you get away with that because of what happened to me this weekend, for God's sakes. I wasn't on... The Johnny Sekulow Show. Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. I need to write that down because I keep getting that messed up.
There's a lot of them at Fox News, though. You can't.
You know, it's
figure out which one.
Queen Harp. It's Laura Ingraham. I'll figure them all out as I go. All right, but Johnny Sekulow, Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson. Not going on. I didn't go on Tucker Carlson's show. I didn't go on Sean Hannity's show. I did not go on one of these opinion guys that are screaming, he didn't drop the greatest guy ever. I didn't do that. I went on their supposed news show, America's Newsroom, with the host there who, I want to explain what exactly they did. They played an Amy Klobuchar clip, not to talk about it, but to try to do a gotcha question for me as the liberal, and then in turn allow this Philadelphia right-wing radio guy to throw insult after insult after insult at Amy Klobuchar, and pretty disgusting insults too, while the news guy chuckled along in the background. Oh, that's funny, even though I'm supposed to be neutral. No, they're not neutral. And in Brett Baer, the entire thing, he said, they want to give you a fair shake. Why do you have to tell anyone you're giving them a fair shake? If you're a legitimate news network, you shouldn't have to come on out and do the PR beforehand to let everyone know, hey, we're going to not be complete and total jerks to Amy Klobuchar when she shows up. We're going to try our best to not be the jerks that we know we can be. Your news side is what's flawed. Your opinion guys, no one is questioning whether your opinion guys are conservatives. That's a given. And you, as a news network, have the right to put conservative guy on at night. That is your choice. Your news network, your news element is ungodly biased, is ungodly pro-right wing. And I just had the latest example. And once again, They played a clip. I was on the show. I was on Fox News. I was on a quote-unquote news program with one of their news journalists. And they played an Amy Klobuchar clip, not to actually have us comment on Amy Klobuchar, but just so that the right-wing guy could make fun of Amy Klobuchar while the news host chuckled along in the background. That is not news. And I'll go back to Senator Klobuchar. Senator, what the hell are you going on Fox News for anyway? All right. I know you do not want any advice from me. Hey, don't blame you. I'm kind of an idiot. But What are you doing? You had a really cool rollout for your campaign. Snow is falling. It's Minnesota. A bunch of Minnesota people out there proud, cheering on their senator. And it seems that everything you've done since then has kind of been a mistake. You should be, you were known prior to your announcement of being more on the moderate side of the Democratic Party, which is perfectly fine. The two last presidents from the Democratic Party, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, both came from the moderate side of the party. That's where you're from. That's fine. But it's the primary. This is not the general election. You have to win a resurgent progressive side of the Democratic Party. You don't do that by going on Fox News. That's something you do after you've gotten down to maybe the final three in the Democratic side. Right now, there's, what, 25 people running for the DFL nomination, or DFL, the Democratic nomination for president? 25, 26 people? And right now, I don't think you're showing up with more than 1 or 2 percentage points in even the best of polls. Your argument that put me on as a moderate, I don't know, maybe what you're doing is you're anticipating that the nominee for the Democratic Party will be more from the progressive side of the party, so you're trying to set yourself up as a potential VP candidate and representing the moderate side of things. Maybe that's what you're doing. But I can't, you know, I don't get the impression that you've already kind of given up on the campaign, which makes me kind of wonder what you're doing here. Oh, Matt, I want to get people to know it's Fox News, okay? They're not going to give you any credit. They're going to fight you on every point. They're going to try to make you look bad. They want to get you in a gotcha moment. And the vast majority of people who watch Fox News will never vote for you. They could have a rabid goat versus you on a ballot, and they will go for the rabid goat every time because it's a Republican. And by the way, can we make that the new you know, model for the Republican Party, a rabid goat? it does. Tell me it's a lot better. It's not a lot better than an elephant at this point. It's absolutely fantastic. But I mean, seriously, you are expecting. First of all, it's incredibly premature for you to go on out there and say, I'm going to show everybody I reach across the aisle. And whether or not you think this is a bad sign for the Democratic Party and the Republican Party for this matter, or if it's just the way politics are played, during a primary season, no one wants to see how well you work with the other side. They want to hear the red meat of the party. They want to hear the true party platform. I would say this, you know, that Medicare for All is something that resonates with a lot of Democrats. And a lot of Republicans, too. So it's a win-win. You can go on out there and campaign on this. And I get it. Once again, I'm trying to win over a few thousand Republican votes. You would be far better served. And we learned this in 2018. But God forbid we actually take the lessons of 2018 and apply them to 2020. God forbid. If you go after the 110 million people who sat out the election of 2016, registered voters who did not vote in 2016, if you go out and get one-tenth of them to vote for the Democrats, one-tenth, you will destroy pretty much most major Republican majorities across the country. So as opposed to trying to go out there and scream at the wall, a.k.a. try to convince a Republican Fox News viewer that you are somehow a good choice, you should be talking to your base. You should be engaging the people who, frankly, the moderate side of the Democratic Party has overlooked and driven out of the Democratic Party. Because I'll tell you what, the vast majority of that 110 million people who sat out the election are people that would generally vote Democrat. And it shows you how good the Republican long game is. That has been their goal, is to try to get a large portion of this country to sit out elections, because they know that if a large portion of this country shows up like they did in 1930, like they did in 1932, like they did in 2006, like they did in 2008, that all of a sudden you can't stop. And we learned in 2018, you can't stop that. Instead, you guys are, you know, I talked to this one conservative guy, and he said if I'm willing to basically forego most of the Democratic principles, I might be able to get his vote if the moon's full on the third day of July. I might be able to, I think that's a bargain. So I'm going to forego all the Democratic principles to try to get that one guy to vote for me. Forget about him. And once again, Fox News is already ripping you to shreds. Not their commentary guys, but their news people are. And they will destroy you the day afterwards. For the life of me, Senator Klobuchar, you're blowing it. You're screwing this up. And really, I really encourage you to rethink this and see if reconnect with the progressive side of the base. And that's not some wonky policy thing. That's just getting out and talking to the Democrats, not Fox News. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll turn our attentions a little closer to home when we do return. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Mother's Day in the Twin Cities means the Mother's Day Buffet at the Park Tavern. On May 12th, treat mom to herb-crusted beef, broiled cod, honey-glazed ham, eggs benedict, breakfast and lunch sides, salads, and desserts. Mom even gets a free mimosa and a carnation. Seatings are from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. $21.95 for adults, seniors are $14.95, kids are $10.95, 5 and under are free, and don't forget the hour of free bowling with every reservation. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, enjoy Mother's Day, Sunday the 12th, with the Park Tavern.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning Spring Fever Sale, where you can save $1,700 or more on a new furnace and AC combo throughout May. We all love being outside in spring, but we have to come in sooner or later, hopefully later. And Standard will make sure you're ready. So find out more about Standard's Spring Fever Sale and how you can save $1,700 or more today at standardheatingdeals.com. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, comfort you deserve.
Hey, Minnesota, it's Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, and muckraking host of The Bradcast, weeknights here on AM 950. With the 2020 election upon us, all the stops are now coming out to suppress the vote. Whether it's photo ID, bad voting machines, or just plain old voter intimidation, we will expose all of the latest schemes, frauds, and more. Right here on The Bradcast, every weeknight, now at 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Is the phone number. Hey, a big thank you to Todd Colad. You can sponsor AM 950 like Todd did. Now, Todd used to live here in Minneapolis. He moved to Spain, lucky dog, but he still listens to the station via the internet, but he wants to support the station because obviously it's a little more difficult for him to make it to the sponsors. He's sponsoring the station. You can too. All you have to do is just give us a call, 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number, and you are more than welcome to do that. Give us a call. Todd's got their new album. May 17th, the last album from Just Folk will be released. Their second track from the album, Never Too Late, is out right now. I've posted it up on the Twitter and on the Facebook, and I will also post it again a few more times this week. Go give that a view. Thank you very much, Todd. Once again, 952-946-8885 if you'd like more information on that. We have, of course, we are at budget time here in the state of Minnesota. And it's been interesting because the Democrats have actually made some concessions, but Gazelka, I mean, and I'm getting the impression that Gazelka is very comfortable with having absolutely nothing getting passed this session, because the way he's responded has been. And the Senate Republicans as a whole has responded has been pretty astounding. They have the Democrats and the governor have made concessions on willing to cut the spending that they have asked for. The Gazelka has said no, and I'm paraphrasing no, and so that's where they're at. It got to a point here. Now before we get into this audio clip that Brett's going to play for us. Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, you're going to see this in the newspapers. She lets a little bit of profane word go on out there when she says bull blank in regards to Paul Gazelka's argument that the Democrats have not made any concessions to them henceforth. That's why we've taken all of our toys and we're going home. Sure thing, Scheinbach Jr. Hopefully this is the cut. That's right after the profane word. Melissa Hortman basically lays into Paul Gazelka and the Senate Republicans.
The governor moved $200 million. We propose to move $664 million. They are not that bad at math. $200 million is not zero. $664 million is not zero.
So we are not going to negotiate against ourselves. It is up to them to decide whether they can compromise at all. And if they can't compromise at all, it is not clear how we end this session.
And thank you very much, Brett. First of all, can I just tell you how much I really like the Speaker of the House is Melissa Hortman. I really like her because she and Tim Walz seem to have gone to the Governor Dayton School of Bluntness, which I really do love. I mean, I still think one of my favorite moments of all time in politics was Governor Dayton when the Republicans kept saying, cut, cut, cut. There's plenty of cases, places you can cut in the government. And Dayton walks out into the front of the governor's mansion, puts the budget down on a podium with a highlighter. And I say, I welcome any Republican to come here and tell me where we're cutting. You can just highlight away. Not one Republican. He called their bluff. And that's exactly what Melissa Hortman and the rest of the Democrats are doing. Gazelka, I think, is trying to say, well, they'll get desperate for a deal. So if we don't say anything, we'll get a better deal. No, if you're the Democrats, you've put out your initial salvo. If you're Governor Dayton, or excuse me, Governor Walz says he will take $200 million off his request. In response, he does want that extension on the health care tax to go through, and also he wants his transportation bill funded correctly. All right. This is called the sausage making. That is what you are doing. He is willing to give up $200 million worth of spending, but there has to be some guarantees back to him of things that are going to take place. $664 million from the House is a little more complicated, but it is 60 to 64. It's not nearly as linear, and they go into some details on what they're willing to cut. But the reality is you've made the opening salvo. It's now the Republicans' job and to come on out and say, okay, well, here's where we're willing to concede. And if Gazelka and the rest of the Republicans are not willing to come forward with anything and make a concession, well, then let them sit. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it seem like, well, $664 million, that's not enough to begin talking. No, what's not enough to begin is you sitting there pouting like a little man-child, Paul, and insisting, oh, it's got to be zero or nothing. It's just the state working here. And maybe your biggest problem was the House of Representatives for the last 4 years has been in the hands of some of the biggest jerks on the planet. Kurt Dowd, Drazkowski, Gruenhagen, all the rest of them, just horrible human beings, just really disgusting and horrible at what they do. Wait for it. It's coming. I got two buttes for you a little bit later on about House members. Oh, just delightful. But it's this aggressive, mean-spirited tone. And the Democrats in those years have learned from it. I remember Cheryl Youakim, who's my House rep, she came to me and she says, I've never been in a committee hearing where just me asking a question is you're shouted down and how dare you speak, that sort of thing. They were just so rude. And what's come out of that 4 years of Republicans is a lean, mean Democratic House party. And they are not taking your Republican crap anymore. And so they've made their first concession, Paul. It's up to you and the Republicans in the Senate to let us know what you're willing to concede on. And if you're not willing to concede on anything, well, then it's on your head when nothing gets passed this session. And maybe that's the point. I mean, there have been some people who have speculated that the entire point might be to walk away from it. That way, that medical tax, it sunsets, it goes into non-existence, and they can walk away and they can say, well, we didn't really kill it. It just expired. And that there are some people that think that this is the whole goal of the Republican Party right now, is that they just walk away, not get anything passed, because the trade-off is that medical device tax or the medical services tax, it ceases to exist. They don't have to vote on anything. They can walk away. And boom, then, basically that a lot of people in Minnesota get a lot sicker and the Republicans go, yay, there are sick people again. And yeah, God, I mean, and you guys claim to be Christians too. And they claim to be Christians too. Anyway, Speaker, keep, pulling the jersey over their heads and laying them out on the ice. I really appreciate it. No, Speaker Hortman, I really, really, really appreciate it. 952. And by the way, I should mention Winkler was the other, it was Winkler in that cut too, yep. Right? All right? Thank you. Representative Winkler. So I did want to make sure we got both of them mentioned in there. 952-946-6205. Oh, Republicans being bad. I got two stories. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
Before it tells itself, I lay out all my reasons.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Guess who called me the other day? You did. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld of Computer Revolution in Roseville. I want to thank AM950 listeners who called to thank us for supporting the station. So here's an offer exclusive to 950 listeners. Bring your broken computer or cell phone to our Roseville store, say I'm an AM950 listener, and you'll receive $20 off any repair. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair, located in Roseville at Highway 36 and Fairview Avenue, or call 651-633-6600. And thanks.
This is Gregory Rich, founder of Habitation Furnishing and Design. I have a philosophy. Furniture should be beautiful, but if it's not comfortable, it's not much use to anyone. That's why at Habitation, we work hard to make sure that the furniture we sell is stylish and functional. Unique and useful. What more can you ask for? Habitation Furnishing and Design, 4317 Excelsior Boulevard in St. Louis Park. It's the Twin Cities' best furniture and design showroom.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Mother's Day coming on up once again on Sunday. If you do not have reservations, I would highly recommend you get some, especially if you want to do something in the breakfast, brunch, lunch category. A lot of places completely book out, especially if I'm not mistaken, I've heard, I think it's from like 11 to 1 is very tough to get a window. But guess what? We've got Eat Local Minnesota. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. Lots of great local restaurants. Get some reservations. Enjoy Mother's Day with your mom thanks to a great locally owned restaurant at eatlocalminnesota.com. Randy is in St. Cloud. He wanted to chime in this afternoon. Hi, Randy. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. And I just want to remind you, and I still think it's a good suggestion, I did suggest that Speaker Hartman keep the mute button that Kurt Bowden put in. It would be very useful right now. Anyway, I heard a guy say this, and I wrote down the quote, but I can't remember who said it. It was probably somebody on, I don't know, like the Young Turks or one of those communist joints like you guys run. it was, imagine if you had a guide to morality written by the person who created the universe, and you decided to learn nothing from it.
Yeah, that's I would say that's you nailed a lot of the Christian right there. So
it's them. It's like, we're the Christians. Jesus said, oh, wait, we don't want to talk about Jesus.
Not Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. No, don't drink those. Leviticus. But not the stuff about bratwurst and clothes and Trump being a sinner. Nothing about that. But only the stuff in Leviticus we want you to hear about. That's what it is. Randy, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. You mentioned that someone had called in as well, wanting us to hammer on the TV stations.
Yeah, for basically kind of saying, both sides don't want to go to the negotiating table. So I guess we're going to have no agreement.
They do
that. The old both sidesism, yeah.
Well, okay, just because you forced me to do it, here you go. Here's the beginning of any 6 o'clock newscast in Minneapolis, St. Paul. All right, ready? Massive earthquake destroys western United States, but before we get to that, here's a story about a cute puppy dog. Oh, is that a cute puppy dog? Now on to death and destruction. Satan himself has returned to this earth. He's getting ready to wipe us all out. But to begin this newscast, a video of penguins.
Oh. We'll get to the earthquake after sports.
We'll get to the thermonuclear war coming up after this story about koala bears. There you go. There's your 6 o'clock news, Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're welcome. 952-946-6205. Ooh, let's start off with the one from this weekend I haven't had a chance to get to yet, about Representative Matt Grossel, Republican from Clearbrook. Did you hear about what happened with Matt Grossel?
He got into a little legal trouble, didn't he?
Well, it's more than that. He was arrested for trespassing Saturday morning when he refused to leave the hospital. He got trouble because he refused to leave the hospital he'd been taken to after acting disorderly and intoxicated. Oh, I don't think you have to put the word acting in there. After being disoriented and disorderly and intoxicated and pushing a security guard at a local hotel. I don't know. I would presume there's a blood alcohol test in here somewhere. Investigators said shortly before 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, police were called to the Best Western Plus Capitol Ridge. 161 St. Anthony Avenue in St. Paul, hotel security. By the way, I'm pretty sure the Best Western Plus Capitol Ridge is just loving this publicity. Hotel security said there was an intoxicated man acting disorderly in the bar. Wow, really? I mean, what's the price of a hotel bar drink anyway nowadays? Johnny Moneybags. I gave you a raise at the Capitol. I didn't mean it to go like that. Seriously, like it's the $9 screwdriver. Come on, what are you doing, man? Anyway, he went into a hotel bar, and there was an intoxicated man. The man was identified as Matthew John Grossel, 53 years old, of Bagley, Minnesota, according to the St. Paul Police Public Information Officer, Sergeant Michael Ernster. Ernstie. Once officers arrived, they wanted to check on Grossel in his hotel room to make sure he was okay. That's how drunk he was. After doing so, officers didn't believe he could care for himself and called for paramedics to evaluate him after he couldn't answer basic questions. How many drinks did you have, dude? Yikes. Grossel was taken to Regents Hospital, where he's evaluated and cleared by hospital staff. However, Ernster said, Grossel refused to leave the hospital, became argumentative with staff. You will treat me, damn it! I don't know. Well, I mean, okay. You already know it's going to be like, Chibi! Yeah! Something like that. Security told him if he didn't leave, he'd be arrested for trespassing. When he refused, he was arrested, transported to Ramsey County Jail, booked for misdemeanor trespassing. We're surprised by the lawmakers. This is out of Bluestem Prairie. We're surprised by the lawmakers' aggressive behavior with the hospital staff, since he's on record supporting added penalties for individuals who attack firefighters, EMTs, and hospital staff. On January 1st, Grossel posted on one of his Facebook pages, I've got legislation that will increase the penalty of her attacks against our Minnesota firefighters, EMTs, and medical personnel in our hospitals, but the Minnesota Senate Judiciary Chair Limmer won't support my bill and asks, why do these people deserve more protection than the average citizen? Well, because Matt Grossel's out there. I think that's kind of the obvious answer now at this point. I mean, have you seen me? Did he actually do that? It's like, hey, did the Limmer actually go, hey, why do we want to do this? And he goes, he just kind of points at it and goes, going, it's me. You want to protect them from me. Then he got all cap locky. Let me think. Because they put themselves selfishly out there in emergency situations to help others in their time of need, unlike the average citizen. Oh, I don't know, like when some guy's so drunk in his hotel room, he can't ask or answer. What's your name? Oh, calling Dr. Daniels, calling Dr. Jack Daniels. No, to accompany the bloody image of an intact first responder that Gossel shared. Is Gossel responsible for this first responder? It's bleeding all over this image? I hope not. No, probably not. But, needless to say, He did put forward this bill. It is fortunate that Grossel only shoved the hotel security officer and merely became argumentative with the hospital staff. We have to call him out for his hypocrisy while intoxicated. I don't think you know, considering what his whole tone was about how you have to respect these people, I don't think you can, you have to tone down the calling out here. Now, dude, I'm going to say this. Yeah, everyone, you know, you make your own choices. You want to go have a few, knock yourself out. You probably shouldn't be, if you're in St. Paul and you're a legislator, you probably shouldn't be knocking back the drinks left and right in a hotel in St. Paul. And you probably then, you know, shouldn't get too argumentative with anyone, especially when it seems like everyone here was being pretty cordial to you. But that's just me. That's just me. But that's not the worst egregious, most egregious behavior we've got today. Not even close. Do you know who Tony Jurgens is? Jurgens? J-U-R-G-E-N-S. Jurgens? Jurgens. Maybe it's Jurgens.
I do not know.
He's a Republican from Cottage Grove. Lawmakers, lobbyists described cautious capital in the wake of the Me Too movement. A recent item in the Journal of House suggested that it's not every lawmaker is being cautious about their behavior while the House is conducting business. State Representative Tony Jurgens, Republican from Cottage Grove, was called out for aggressive, inappropriate behavior following a vote on the House floor April 29th, 2019. So this is only, what, a week ago? In a protest and dissent letter signed by a long list of DFL colleagues. Did you hear anything about this at all? All right. Here's the details. From the May 2nd, 2009 Journal of the House, beginning on page 5582. Don't tell me that's just like a continuum. That's not every one of these journals has 5,582 pages. Wow, that gets a little wordy. I'm just going to let you know. But starting on page 5582. It goes through the House Code of Conduct Policy and the Minnesota House of Representatives. The House Representative and an officer or employee of the House of Representatives shall respect the principles and representatives' democracy by exemplifying good citizenship and high personal integrity, and by observing the letter and spirit of the laws. Treat everyone with respect, fairness, and courtesy. Exercise good judgment. Further, the Minnesota House of Representatives policy against discrimination and harassment states all of those involved in the legislative process have a responsibility to contribute to the safe and respectful work environment. Okay. No duh. All right, I understand we've tried to fix some of these things from the Kurt Dowd era and the Republican era there. I mean, but this really does fall into the no duh category, doesn't it? All right, following a roll call vote on an amendment regarding child custody on the legislative day of April 29th, 2019, Representative Tony Jurgens angrily struck his desk. The sound can be heard on the video recording of the proceedings. I tried to find that. I could not. But I'll take their word for it. Representative Jurgens then walked off the House floor to the retiring room. Upon entering the retiring room, Representative Jurgens approached Representative Jamie Becker Finn. Representative Becker Finn was seated at a table watching a floor proceedings on the television with her back towards Representative Jurgens. Representative Jurgens stood quietly for a few feet behind Representative Jamie Becker Finn for a few seconds, which, by the way, ew. And then moved aggressively toward Representative Becker Finn. Representative Jurgens then slammed his hand down on the table with force, causing a loud bang and startling Representative Becker Finn and others in the room. Representative Jurgens hit the table with enough force, the sound could be heard in the House chamber. So, okay, here it is. He's angry about this vote, storms off the floor, sees Jamie Becker Finn watching the proceedings on the TV, waits there quietly, and then tries to go up and scare her by smacking the table. And I'm kind of afraid to even try it in here because think about how loud this would be. Think about how loud this would be. As a matter of fact, Brett, let's try something here really quick. I want you to turn your mic on, okay?
Yep.
All right. In a few seconds, turn my mic on. I'm going to smack this table somewhat hard, and we'll see if we can hear it through
your mic. Turn your mic off.
Turn my mic off, and then I'm going to smack the table, and we'll see if we can hear it through your mic, all right? So go ahead, turn my mic off.
Didn't hear much.
How hard did he have to hit that table, man? I mean, I just hit it pretty hard. I mean, my head's pretty red right now. I didn't want to do too hard. I got microphones and everything here. I don't want to break anything.
Yeah, is he like doing a karate chop on the
thing?
He
must have, like, with maybe a fist.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious. We just tried to do this through the studio wall. I hit this thing pretty hard, and you could hardly hear it, let alone through the chamber, the House chamber outside. It gets worse. Oof. Wow. Causing a loud bang that startled Representative Becker Finn and others in the room. Representative Jurgens hit the table with enough force that the sound could be heard in the House chamber. Representative Jurgens then leaned across the table towards Representative Becker Finn, making eye contact and angrily stated, "I'm glad you think this is funny." In reaction to the outcome of the vote on the previous amendment regarding child custody, a staff person then intervened and ushered Representative Jurgens away from Representative Jamie Becker Finn. And by the way, good job, staffer, because dude, that doesn't sound like it was going to go any way but horrible. We the undersigned find Representative Jurgens' aggressive behavior towards Representative Becker Finn unacceptable. Representative Jurgens did not act with respect or exercise sound judgment and violated the House rules and policies. It's signed by quite a few people, including Jamie Becker Finn, a long line of Democrats, and Ryan Winkler, as well as pretty much everyone else on the House floor. So from the Democratic side. Bluestream has heard that some Republicans are now mocking the document as if it's a joke that a woman could be frightened by an aggressive, angry man. Wow. What is wrong with you people?
I am shocked.
There it is. Is he shocked? Yeah. Kurt, can we get your comments on this? What do you think about what's happened here?
Oh, I got to get him back here. He's still lining up his reaction.
Oh, is he still lining up his reaction? We got to get that on a drop bar, man. We have to get that on a drop bar.
I am shocked.
Are you shocked? I am shocked at the cost of drinks in a hotel bar, and let alone how many it would take to get you drunk. My goodness. That's a lot of money, dude. Wow. So the Republicans, so this guy, Jurgens, aggressively, to a point where a staff member has to wrestle him out of the room away from Jamie Becker Finn. By the way, sounds a little Cal Barish to me. Has to basically escort Jurgens in his aggressive man rage out of the room before he, you know, possibly could have attacked Jamie Becker Finn. And they condemn him in this letter, and basically the Republicans are, oh, look at the little crybabies who don't like being terrorized by the Republicans. Oh, the poor little cry. What is wrong with you people? You're supposed to be Christians, aren't you? You guys wear it all over the place. You wave your altered and edited Bibles in everyone's face constantly. A guy does this, and you can't go out and say, hey, you know what, I don't agree with the policy, but Representative Jurgens shouldn't have been doing that. And is that, I mean, this, it's so reminiscent of when you guys, when you had, when the racist representative from Becker,
Newberger.
Yeah, Newberger. When Newberger made the racist joke on the House floor, and you couldn't make him even apologize. You just said, well, I had a conversation with him. That's nothing. He should go on the House floor and apologize for making a racist comment. What is wrong with you? Are you that incapable of admitting your... What would it take for you if all of a sudden this Jurgens guy started leaning back and throwing haymakers at Jamie Becker Finn and punching around? Would you still be mocking her? It's like, oh, yeah, look at the crybaby who doesn't like getting beaten up by another member of the House. Oh, what a crybaby. Boo-hoo. What's wrong with you people? You guys disgust me, and you know what? In a perfect world, your worthless butts would all be voted out of office. But once again, have you heard any TV station talk about the guy that got drunk in the hotel bar and then went aggressive on the hospital staff? Have you heard any TV station talk about a House rep verbally and physically threatening another House rep in the House?
If a Democrat had done that to a Republican, they'd be asking Walls to comment on it. They'd be saying resignation.
They should be saying, Mr. Horton needs to resign. Winkler needs to resign. The governor needs to resign. You hurt our little snowflake feeling. Boo-hoo-hoo. We're victims. You have had Cal Barr in the House and the Capitol Rotunda call for Democrats to be thrown to the curb, stomped on, and run over. You now have got this guy actually threatening House members in the House chamber and in the recess room. I think at this point, maybe we should have police on the floor to make sure people are behaving themselves. I don't know. I don't trust these guys. I don't trust them at all. And until one of them comes out and says, you know what? That's unacceptable behavior. Until one of you freaking cowards has the guts, the spine to admit, you know what? We shouldn't be threatening people. I'm not going to give you any credit or any time or any respect whatsoever. 952-946-6205. The oddest pardon I have ever seen in my entire life by a president. I'm not joking. This one is weird. I'll talk about it when I come back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. My first Toyota and the vehicle which made me fall in love with Toyotas was the RAV4. Now, Toyota is just teasing me as they have an all-new, fully redesigned RAV4. It's gorgeous. A distinct exterior that pops and a refined interior which has everything you want and room to move. And the big news is the RAV4 now comes in a hybrid version. Remember, every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care, 2 years of free maintenance. Test drive the new RAV4 today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Seriously, what is the hell is wrong with you people? Well, it's you're following the lead of an absolute horrible human being. How about we start with that? President Donald Trump issued a pardon on Monday of a former U.S. soldier convicted of killing an Iraqi prisoner. The president signed an executive grant of clemency to former Army First Lieutenant Michael Behena from Oklahoma. Behena was convicted of unpremeditated murder when he in a combat zone after killing Ali Mansour, a suspected Al-Qaeda detainee in Iraq. The military court in 2009 sentenced Behena, who claimed self-defense, to 25 years in prison. His claim was self-defense, mind you. This is bizarre. I got to tell you the truth. I am shocked that this guy was given anything at all. Now, so what had happened was they thought this guy was an Al-Qaeda operative suspected of helping plan a 2008 explosion that killed two of his friends. Behena's pardon application said Mansour was interrogated but freed because the military didn't find evidence linking him to the explosion, according to the Washington Post. So once again, the U.S. Army had picked this guy up off the street. Trust me, if they could find any connection between this guy and the bombing, they would have held him. But they couldn't find anything. Henceforth, they ordered him released. Behena was ordered to transport Mansour back to his village for release. But he acknowledged during his trial that he instead took him to a railroad culvert where he stripped the man naked, interrogated and tortured the man at gunpoint about the explosion. According to the Post, Behena claimed he shot Mansour because he thought the man was reaching for his gun. So, we have pardoned a guy who, under direct orders in the military to return a man who was, they couldn't find, would be guilty of a crime. He said no, he was guilty in his mind. Took him to a deserted area, stripped him down, started interrogating him on his own. So once again, this is not like he stumbled upon this. He went out and created this entire situation. Starts interrogating and torturing this guy on his own. And then his defense is, well, I thought he was reaching for my gun. Well, maybe he was, considering he thought he was about to get killed by you because of everything that you did to set up the situation. But Trump pardoned him. How in the hell do you pardon this guy? I mean, seriously, how do you pardon this guy? That one boggles the mind. There must be someone with a lot of money who's making some big donation checks to the Republican Party, because I can't comprehend how you get a guy that does something of this nature and it warrants a pardon? He murdered a guy he decided he was going to be judge, jury, and executioner. And as much as these Christians in this country like to claim they're the most persecuted people on the planet, this guy killed this guy because he was Muslim. Trial, judge, jury, executioner. He should have never been released. We're back tomorrow. Until then, see ya.